Ukraine security issue.
On July the 21st, the 148th day of Russia's war against Ukraine, the Russians committed yet another bloody crime against Ukrainian civilians, massively shelling Kharkiv city. In the early morning, Russian rockets struck its most densely populated residential area, killing at least 3 civilians and wounding 23. Russian soldiers knowingly target apartment blocks, bus stops, stores and crowded streets. One of the rockets hit a dental office in an apartment building. On Wednesday, as a result of a similar strike, a 13-year-old boy was killed and his 15-year-old sister was wounded. Their father survived. Two other survivors, Raisa and Valentina, cried while telling a Radio Ukraine correspondent about the tragedy. An ambulance arrived to see a woman who was injured in the apartment building. They took her to the hospital. An acquaintance of mine was just walking to the bus stop, but luckily he was still 100 yards away when it was struck by a rocket. He told us that he saw people at the bus stop fall down and die. Can you imagine that? Someone is just walking along the road and falls dead. On Thursday, the death toll from last Thursday's missile strike on Vinnytsia rose to 26. A 20-year-old girl died in the hospital, succumbing to severe burns of 98% of her skin. That day, she was working home from a dentist when a Russian cruise missile exploded on the central square, killing 20 civilians and wounding more than 100. 4 wounded people died later in hospital. The Russians continued to shell out the Ukrainian cities and villages. In the small hours of Thursday, they fired 7 cruise missiles at Mykolaiv city and shelled villages in the Dnipropetrovsk and Sumy regions from multiple launch rocket systems. Day in and day out, they also shell villages along the front line, most intensively in the southern regions, where Ukrainian forces launch successful counterattacks and destroy Russian ammunition and fuel depots and command posts. There is already not a single intact house in any of the villages located along the front line in the Kherson region. Kyiv has again called on the international community to stop Russia's bloody, devastating war that takes thousands of lives. Speaking before the US Congress, First Lady Olena Zelenska asked for more weapons and air defense systems.
Я прошу у вас зброю. Зброю не для того, щоб нести війну на чужу землю, а щоб захистити свій дім і право прокидатися у ньому живим.
I'm asking you to give us weapons not to wage war in a foreign land, but to defend my home and my right to wake up alive. I'm asking for air defense so that missiles don't kill babies and don't destroy children's rooms and families. America has the unfortunate experience of terrorist attacks and has always striven to defeat terrorism. So please help us stop the terror against Ukrainians, said Olena Zelenska. She told reporters that after almost 5 months of the war, it felt strange to find herself in a country where people don't hide in basements, hearing air raid sirens, and there are only passenger planes in the sky. Russia is a threat not only to Ukraine, but the entire civilized world that is now verging on a global food crisis. The Russian army is not only blocking exports of Ukrainian crops, but is destroying them in fields by constant shelling that prevents fires from being extinguished. The Russians also destroy granaries, agricultural machinery and solar power plants. According to the press service of the Agrarian Policy and Food Ministry, this year Ukraine is expected to lose at least 1/5 of its harvest. The Russian army also puts nuclear safety at risk by storing weapons, ammunition and equipment in the engine room of one of 6 reactor units at the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant located in the town of Energodar. It is extremely dangerous that they are placed near the reservoir that contains flammable substance used to cool the steam turbine and tanks with liquid hydrogen used to cool the generator. In early March, before they broke into the power plant, Russian troops shelled it from artillery and then blew up munitions right near one of the reactors. Energodar Mayor Dmytro Orlov warned that the accidental detonation or a fire in the engine room would inevitably cause a nuclear disaster comparable to or even surpassing that at the Chernobyl nuclear power plant in 1986.